politics is moving into uncharted territory as Donald Trump and probably Joe Biden get ready for the 2024 race. I'm Byron York with The Byron York Show. Download and subscribe to my daily podcast to hear me get right into the news of the day.
Good morning!
Sorry to let you guys. We were talking about important things, yes.
Very, very important things. Happy, happy Tuesday to everybody. And happy birthday to Michelle Vetter,
happy
our administrator
birthday.
Extraordinaire of the Facebook Insiders group. She is fantastic. And you would know that if you were a member of the Facebook Insiders. And if you're not, then you just don't even get to know how great Michelle Vetter is. And that's unfortunate for you.
That is true. You're missing out.
Missing out. Mm-hmm. Also, if you have not taken advantage of GenuCell's 70% off the most popular package deal that's going on right now through Christmas yet, you are also missing out. That is a huge miss on your part, because if you need to buy gifts for someone in your life that you struggle buying for, skincare is a sure thing, you guys.
It really is.
And with the most popular package being 70% off with free hyaluronic acid correcting serum thrown right in there for free on top of that. I mean, I don't even know what is stopping you from doing this. What is it?
Muck is just hurling skincare at people. She's just hurling it, you guys. Okay?
Hurling right at you.
It's like the best stuff ever.
It really is. And you can check it out. You can check out all their products at genucell.com/chicks, but make sure to do it before Christmas. Because again, I don't think this is going to last long.
Yeah, do it. Do it. And also check out our website at chicksontheright.com.
Thank you, Pamela. Pamela says, I would like to give a thank you to our Lori Spallone for putting together our email addresses, birthdays. She is amazing. That's right. Shout out to Lori.
Yes.
Thank you, Pamela, very much for that.
That was very sweet. Thank you.
If you are in Georgia, I hope you have already voted or that you plan to vote today, which just make sure that you're voting today in Georgia, because it is not primary, but it's runoff day in Georgia. It's a very important election. I don't have a lot of faith that Herschel is going to win it, but that should not stop anybody. In fact, that should inspire people to get out there and vote.
You don't? You don't have faith?
Mm-mm. I do not.
Yeah. No. Okay. Well, there you go. There you have it. There's... There's Debbie Downer over there. Womp, 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 womp.
I know. I feel like I've been so Debbie Downer lately because I just do feel in so many ways that we're doomed.
She used to be the optimistic one. And now I'm having to be all like Miss Happy Pants over here. You know how hard that is for me?
I'm sorry, you guys. I'm just trying to keep it real. I could pretend that I think everything's great, but I can't do that.
Happy pants don't fit. It's so hard, you guys.
We do have some other... I get the Elizabeth Shue thing a lot. Thank you for whoever said that. I always say that Elizabeth Shue should play me in the biopic of my life, which will obviously never happen.
Yeah.
But if it were to happen, then she would be my choice.
I have no idea. I'm going to play myself. No idea.
We do have some other headlines to get to before we get to videos, and there's actually kind of a lot going on. So I wanted to mention, first of all, that Kirstie Alley, who we all know from such things as Cheers and Look Who's Talking, that whole film, is it a trio of movies that she did?
A trilogy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All kinds of things. She was a fairly prominent conservative.
Yeah.
For the last, I don't know, decade or so. And so naturally, because she has unfortunately passed away from a very quick fight with cancer, I don't know what kind, but it was she found out that she had it very, very late, and then it took her really, really quickly. And because she passed away at just the tender age of 71, and because she was a conservative, naturally the comments about her on Twitter are so gross that I can't even begin to repeat them. Because how dare she have a different view from someone? Because she did, she should basically rot, is essentially liberals' take on that. I mean, yeah. It's just like, what?
I really liked her.
I know.
Remember how much of a badass she was on Cheers. She really was.
Yeah, she really was. She really was. So that is an unfortunate piece of news. But on the flip side, some good news is that Michael Avenatti has been sentenced to 14 years in prison after he completes the 5-year sentence that he's currently in. So this is great news for everybody, except for CPL himself, creepy porn lawyer himself.
How old is he? He's got to be like around our age, right? He's got to be around 50.
I think
50.
He's a little younger, but is probably he? Within the decade, I would think. Yeah.
Okay. So he'll be in prison until he's an old man.
Mm-hmm.
Which is so fantastic.
It really is.
It brings Isn't me it? Great glee to hear that.
It should. It mm-hmm. should.
So and that is when I actually put on my happy pants.
Well, he also has to pay, which I don't know how he would, but like he's also been fined $11 million in restitution. So, I mean, good luck, well, CPL.
He stole from a dude that was in a wheelchair, didn't he?
He stole from all kinds of people. Like there's four different counts of fraud and tax and
that was the very least of it. But I mean, he's such a disgusting, horrible human being.
Yeah.
He deserves it. And so it's nice to see that justice was served at least this one time. That's nice.
Yeah. Well, it's
and I wonder if the ladies of The View who just like fawned all over him will be mentioning this today on their show.
Anna Navarro in particular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They were just like, creepy porn lawyer. I wonder if they'll mention this. Probably not. It'll be silent today, I bet.
Yeah, I don't expect that they're going to want to talk about this very much. Because no, then everybody will remember how much they fawned over him.
Right.
And then there's also some news about Donald Trump. That is that he has released a statement clarifying his whole termination of the Constitution statement that we talked about a lot yesterday. So he said to clarify, here's what he wrote. He said, the fake news is actually trying to convince the American people that I said I wanted to terminate the Constitution. This is simply more disinformation and lies, just like Russia, 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 and all of their other hoaxes and scams. What I said was that when there is massive, widespread fraud and deception, as has been irrefutably proven in the 2020 presidential election, steps must be immediately taken to right the wrong. Only fools would disagree with that and accept stolen elections. MAGA.
Yeah. Did you see that Keith Olbermann was like, we got him now. We can arrest him for this.
Oh my God. Arrest him? Like, what the hell?
Such a douche canoe. These people are like, they will not. Yeah. He was like, we got him. This is the thing that's going to put him away. I mean, I'm paraphrasing, of course, but I mean, this is like, these people are losing their minds over this. I'm just like, oh my God. Like, let an asteroid just hit the earth already. All right. I just can't with these people. These people are lunatics. They're total lunatics.
There's the people that you would expect to have read his clarification. The people that you would expect to buy it and be like, yeah, of course that's what he meant, are doing just that. And the people that you would expect to be like, I think you're backpedaling because you got caught saying something that maybe you shouldn't have said out loud. The people that you would expect to think that do think that. So nothing has changed between really the original statement and the new statement. Everybody's still like in their camps, essentially.
Yeah.
So I hope at a minimum, what it has done a little bit, although I don't think he's ever really learned this lesson before, so I don't know why he would now, is that maybe he needs to be a little more careful with how he words things.
Oh my That's God. All. Trump sent out a provocative tweet? No. Really?
He's never going to learn this lesson, unfortunately, but maybe this time he will.
I'm shocked and dismayed.
Right. It's really not that shocking. Now there is some here. Okay. And this is where the media is so freaking insane. So a couple other just points about Trump really quick. He is also, I saw it break today on Twitter. He is apparently refusing to provide his DNA to lawyers that are in charge of that whole E. Jean Carroll lawsuit, the rape lawsuit. Remember, we talked about a few weeks ago that she was going to use this new law in New York City that allows victims of assault to come forward years later, right? So before, she wasn't able to sue him for rape or assault because too much time had passed. Well, now that law, this new law, allows her to do it. So there's a new court date that's tentatively scheduled for April 23rd. And I don't know if she has like a blue dress kind of deal, but they, her lawyers are asking for his DNA samples. And so I don't know what
and
that
if she
means.
Does, that's kind of gross.
I know.
Like, where does she keep it?
I don't.
Is it like in a drawer, like in a kitchen drawer somewhere? Like that's just weird.
And but I don't know how he can refuse it. Maybe that's just his like initial response is to say, no, I'm not providing a sample. I don't know how all that's going to work out, but that is moving forward. And now there's a tentative court date scheduled. But here's my point about the media is that they are trying to attack him in a whole, the most ridiculous way. Like sometimes I feel like, okay, well, when he puts his foot in his own mouth, yeah, it's probably the media is going to comment on that and they're using his words and that's fine. That's one thing. But then I see these headlines where now they're trying to say that a new, I think it was Forbes. Forbes came out with this new damning report that he did not disclose when he ran for president initially. He didn't disclose a loan that he either made or received from Daewoo, which is a South Korean company, which has like some tie to North Korea in that they're allowed to do some sort of manufacturing in North Korea, or they have some sort of relationship with North Korea. And because of that, this was a loan that took place in like the 90s or the early 2000s. It was paid back years ago. But because he didn't disclose that at the time he ran, now the media is trying to make this a thing. Like they're trying to say, oh, Trump is horrible because of this lack of disclosure about a business loan. And I'm just like, really? You know what I mean? Like,
well, they're just going to stop. They're going to keep grasping and trying and scrounging and scraping until they can get him on. I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous at this point. It's like,
some of it just so is, and it's so unnecessary. You know what I mean? Like,
just stop.
This is just, come on. You know what I mean?
Like, it's so dumb.
Oh my God.
And people who can think about it and look at this, and we all know on our side, we're just like, this is what they're doing.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, when you see that,
meanwhile, there's Hunter Biden. Meanwhile, there's all the stuff going on with that was suppressed.
Yeah.
And it's like, seriously, like we all know what's going on in this country. And it's just awful. It's embarrassing to what our founders wanted. Like our founders are rolling around in their graves, just going, this is not what we wanted. This is not what we intended. You know, like you guys are screwing this up. So,
and you know, there, what sucks is that, you know, and we've talked about the Olenstay Ectionalay many times before. And, you know, you could be a person who either believes everything that was in Dinesh D'Souza's movie about some of the fraud and all that took place. You can look at this new Twitter revelation about how, you know, the Hunter Biden story was suppressed and that clearly probably changed people's votes or would have had it been allowed to stand. It likely could have shifted some of the votes. I don't know because it's impossible to prove that. But knowing all that, knowing that there was all the hullabaloo around that, knowing that that happened, I totally understand how frustrated he is, how frustrated we all are about that. But what realistically can be done? Because I know he keeps talking about just declaring himself the rightful winner or redoing the election. Neither of those things are going to happen. And so I don't know how to rectify it. Like, how do you fix something like this?
It's almost as if
what do you do?
Like, I think it, like if I were him, I would try to figure out a way to work with the Republican Party and just like go, you know, lack of a better phrase, like just go balls to the wall and just like fight with everything that I have to try to save the way that elections are done. You know what I mean? Like try to transform it because it's destroyed right now. The process, yeah, because it's destroyed right now. You know, like Carrie Lake was on Tucker last night, and you can tell that she's like, what happened to her was awful too. You know, we all, I mean, everybody knows it. Everybody knows that things are so messed up and it's not fair. And so there are a lot of people out there who have been screwed in this process. Mm-hmm. And so if I were him, I would take that energy and I would compile people, you know what I mean? And I would just, and I'd fight it. That's what I would
fight
do.
Going forward, or do you
right, going
or
forward.
Do you do what he's saying needs to no. be done? Because I don't see how there's any mm-hmm. way to do a redo. No, I'm not seeing how that would ever happen.
I'd fight going forward. And I would try to figure out a way to help the other people going forward and fix the process, fix it. Because, I mean, there's strength in numbers, and I would try to, you know, figure out a way to, you know, compile a group of people and fix the process going forward and really fight like this machine that they've got on the other side that is like that is destroying our constitutional republic. They're destroying it. And we're kind of allowing it to happen. One man can't do it, you know?
Right.
He's got to, like, there has to be strength in numbers. And we're all bitching about it and moaning and crying about it. But there has to be something that we can do about it. And Lord knows our elected representatives aren't really helping, you know?
That's the problem, is that that's the thing, is that you can read what he's saying about there. I need to be declared the rightful winner, or we need to redo the election. There's no realistic way that is ever going to happen. And part of that, you know, even redoing an election, this whole idea of redoing it, that isn't something that we're ever, I don't even know how the process for making that happen would work. Would it have to be some sort of vote in the Congress? Because there's no way there's going to be enough votes.
Right.
And I don't think anything like that has ever been voted on before.
And they're not, and I don't think those people have the guts to do it. I mean, they've just, Yeah, our elected representatives.
You can't erase history, and there's just no do-overs in this.
Right.
And as much as it was wrong how it happened, I just don't see how you go back and change it.
And I don't think Trump has a lot of friends in Congress and in the Senate. He just doesn't. He didn't when he was there. He didn't have a lot of friends. So I think the way to handle it is to just try to get a group of people and to get, you know, some people on the outside, because he's an outsider. He always has been, to get a group of people to fight it, to start fighting. And, you know, people like us, you know, to fight back and to try to fight from the outside in, rather than get on the inside and fight. Cause he tried that, and they would do nothing but try to destroy him, which is what they did the day he got in there, and what they continue to do.
I mean, with the story, this whole loan thing, I was just, I could not roll my eyes hard enough when I read that this morning. I was like, really? This is your reach? And then he's going to fight off this weirdo, this E. Jean Carroll. I mean, I don't know. Honestly, I'm impressed by him in many ways, because how he just continues to get up every day and be like,
and fight. Right.
And fight. Wow. Because damn, he's got a lot going on. Much of it self-inflicted, but some of it, like the loan thing, totally not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no way. Can you imagine, like, our business, for example, when we started it in 2009, we didn't know anything about starting a business. We just did, you know, the very basics to incorporate and all that stuff. Can you imagine, like, us trying to do something and just not realizing that there's something that we needed to disclose from 2009?
Oh my God. Yeah.
We would never know that.
You're absolutely right. Like, we've had to learn so much you're right. In 14 years, we've had to learn so many things. Yeah, I can't imagine either. Yeah. And that's the thing, you know, it's all just a big scam. Like, they're just trying to destroy the guy. That's all they've tried to do from day one, is just destroy him. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday, the stock market took a big fat nosedive because there's rumors once again that interest rates are going to go up, which is bad for lots of reasons, especially if you're looking at trying to get a new mortgage or whatever. But there's one thing that always holds value no matter what the market is doing, and that is precious metals. So if you are interested in learning, there's no obligation here, but if you're interested in information about how you might diversify your portfolio, whether you've got an existing IRA that maybe you're thinking about converting into precious metals, you could do that. Or if you want to create a new IRA that's focused on precious metals, you can get a really, really comprehensive free information kit from Birch Gold. And all you have to do is text the word chicks to 989898. They're going to send you this super comprehensive kit. It's comprehensive and yet super easy to understand, because I was like, I don't understand how any of that works. And when I got the kit, I read it and I was like, oh my God, this makes so much sense. And it really is a nice way to make sure that you've got not all eggs in one basket, but that you have a lot of eggs in many, many baskets, which is the key to financial security. So just text chicks to 989898. They're going to send you the free information and you will be good to go. No obligation whatsoever.
And also make sure you check out our socials. Chicksontheright.com/links has everything listed there. And it's pink. It's our little link tree. It's our link tree. Chicksontheright.com/links.
What was the song that you sang about that yesterday?
Links. I don't know. Was it? Chicksontheright.com/links. Is that what it was?
There were two words and now I don't remember them. It was you're like pink links or so. I don't even remember.
I can't remember. I've slept since then.
We're so old. Anyway. Okay. We have some videos to get to. The first of which relates to the Twitter files. Now, I don't think that there's been a new dump of information about the Twitter files or a second dump from Elon Musk just yet, or Barry Weiss, who I think is looking over the newest information. But it is obviously starting to get some news coverage, it's about freaking time. And hilariously, you guys, after the White House worked so hard, after the Biden team, campaign team, and then all the way through his presidency, after they've been working so hard to insist that Hunter Biden laptop was all Russian disinformation. It was a big fat lie created by Russia, just propaganda, nothing to it. Now, the way that they're trying to excuse it is to say that it's old news.
Oh my God. I just can't.
It's a distraction. And it's old news. They never admitted to it when it was new news.
Right.
But now that they can't deny it.
It's
just old news.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares about, so they don't care.
Oh my God. You guys, you have to hear it straight from KJP's idiotic mouth.
Reporting leading up to the election, my question was, is it the White House view that these decisions were made appropriately in light of what has come out?
Which decisions? By whom?
By Twitter.
Okay. So, look, we see this as an interesting or a coincidence, if I may, that he would so haphazardly, Twitter would so haphazardly push this distraction. That is a full of old news, if you think about it.
Oh, my God.
And at the same time, Twitter is facing very real and very serious questions about the rising volume of anger, hate, and anti-Semitism on their platform.
Okay, so they're going to bring up anti-Semitism on the platform. Yeah. And it's like, listen, Hunter boinked these chicks like 3 years ago. It's old news. It's like, this is all just old stuff. He's past it now. He's past it. And so none of this stuff matters. All this illegal stuff that he did, it's like, it doesn't matter to him now. It shouldn't matter to you. It has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with suppression. It has everything to do with the fact that FBI was involved. And the FBI is now involved in suppressing information for our elections. Like, these entities are now involved in puppeteering for our elections. That's not okay. Like, how is any of this okay?
And they're trying to reduce it to just, pictures of Hunter's dong, which is absolutely, the whole point is not about the dong, although that was the most entertaining part of the laptop.
It was actually disgusting, but yeah, it is, right.
But it's about the fact that he clearly sold access to his father, which puts the nation at a security risk. That's the main problem. And so anything related to Hunter Biden, to his family, to his connections, to the way that he covered for his dad, all of those things matter. The penis thing is just a side. That's just like a side note.
It's a total side, you guys. It's a side.
Unfortunately, I have seen it and it's not.
I don't want to know.
I know.
She makes me watch all that the stuff. I don't want to know. Why do you make me watch it?
So I haven't gross. Made you watch it since we were working in the same office building. God, I just made you remember it.
Feet, and I just can't unsee it. God. Yeah. So gross.
Yeah,
I won't really eat now for at least 2 hours. So gross. So it's just disgusting.
So gross. Oh,
it's
my
all
God.
About suppression, though. Like these, it's the whole, all of these entities who help squelch this information, they're all arms of the Democrat Party. We should all be terrified by that.
Yeah.
It's not okay. None of this is okay.
But it's old news.
It's old. Oh my God. the fact that this isn't splashed everywhere, and now that all these other media outlets like the ABCs and the CBSs and the NBCs, MSNBCs, and the, you know, all these CNNs, all these other people, they're not talking about it. They just don't care. They don't care. It's like totally.
It's no big deal.
And then they have the audacity to lecture you about democracy. Like. Bite me.
I know.
You don't get to talk to me about that. How dare you? Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Well, and KJP was on a stupidity roll yesterday in her presser. And so there was one of the reporters, a guy, not Peter, but somebody else. I can't remember his name. He asked her about whether or not Biden was going to visit the border, because apparently today he's in Arizona. He is in a border state, which means he's just a few hours, no matter where he is, he's only a few hours away from the actual border, which is worthy of a visit from him, right? So she was asked whether or not he was going to make time to go. And here is the first part of what she said.
I just want to ask you, he's going to that chips factory. Any plans in Arizona to go to the border and see for the situation for himself there?
So look, I want to be very clear here. The president's trips tomorrow is about the American manufacturing boom. We're seeing all across the country, thanks to, again, his economic policies, again, more than we have seen in his almost 2-year term, more than 700,000 jobs, manufacturing jobs, that have been created just here alone in the United States.
They just went poof. They just were created. That's amazing. That's
incredible.
Remarkable. Yeah, that's just so cool. But he can't get to the border where he's allowed like 5 million illegals just pour over the border. That's so cool.
Well, yeah. And did you notice that she didn't even like, she was like, let me be very clear. And then talked about a whole other
topic. She was not clear at all. There was no clarity there whatsoever. There's never any clarity. It's like as clear as mud, you guys.
That was not a good enough answer for another reporter. I think it was Jackie Heinrich who did a follow up. And here it is.
The reason I asked is just because the president had said previously that he hadn't had a lot of time to get to the border. He's going to a border state tomorrow. So you think maybe there would be time there. If there isn't tomorrow, can you say at this point that he...
What I'm saying is tomorrow he's going to actually focus on an issue, a bipartisan issue that was voted in Congress, the CHIPS and Science Act, something that is going to deliver for the people in Arizona, creating jobs and making people's lives better and making sure that we are bringing manufacturing back into the U.S. That is critically important. Now, what I'm saying, the second part of that to your question, if Republicans officials truly, truly want to deal with immigration, they truly want to deal with the border, then they would stop doing political stunts and actually work with us on the plan that we have put forward, which they are not. And that's what we want to make very loud and clear. There's ways to deal with this. Again, they can come and actually do this in a bipartisan way, just like we did with the CHIPS and Science Act.
I'm sorry, I thought you said CHIPS and Salsa Act. And so... And I was like, we do that down here in Texas. Like we do the Chips and Salsa Act. You can come down here and visit. Okay. So it's the Chips and Science Act. Is that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're pulling stunts now. Republicans are pulling stunts.
When Republicans visit the border to see for themselves what's going on, that's a stunt.
Oh, that's a stunt.
That's a stunt.
Right. Okay.
And a distraction and old news.
Oh,
God. It's all
how
of those
do these
things.
People get away with this crap? How do they
it's
do
incredible.
It is it's incredible. It's remarkable. There's only like what, 2 people in the press room that hold them accountable, and they get like 1 question. You know, it's just remarkable. God. can't stand them.
I know. And I'm not going to, that was it. I promise. I see a lot of people going, no more KJP. No, that was it. I promise. Because we have to talk about this Supreme Court case that's being heard right now about the Colorado graphic designer who did not want to create a wedding website for a gay couple because of her own religious beliefs. But this is not a religious freedom case. It is being presented as a freedom of speech case. And so I've got two clips about this to get to. It's being heard right now. The reason for my name today is because Yamiche Alcindor, who I think is MSNBC, one of the MSNBC reporters, she was giving the report about this to another journalist. And she was talking about the fear of the slippery slope that if this Colorado graphic designer wins her case, in other words, if the Supreme Court says, no, you should not have to create a website, that is an artistic expression. You should not have to create art, essentially. Use your design skills to create art that is speech that you disagree with. And so I want you to listen to what Yamiche says that this could lead to on a slippery slope. You guys, this is the biggest reach in the history of reaches. Listen.
Civil rights groups who are saying what Lori Smith is really looking for is a license to discriminate. But she's saying, as an artist, I want to be able to express myself. And that includes not making websites for same-sex couples that I oppose because I oppose on religious grounds. So this could have consequential consequences. One other point, civil rights groups worry that when you look at artistic expression, that could turn into restaurants, that could turn into chefs saying, well, this pasta is part of my artistic expression. And as a result, I don't want to serve Black people on those grounds. So definitely a case to watch here, an important case to listen to as well.
Thank you, Yamiche Alcindor. Glad you're there for us outside.
Pasta? What? What is even happening?
This fusilli is part of my artistic expression. That's what.
Oh my God.
That's right. When I whip up some Kraft mac and cheese for my kid, I'm like, this is artistic, man. It's artistic. I'm gonna tell Gwen that today. I'm gonna be like, it's just art. Your mama is making art.
This is just the dumbest thing. There's no pasta that is going to express something that goes against a viewpoint.
Well, listen,
you know what I mean?
Like, it has consequential consequences.
Consequences, for sure.
There are consequential consequences, you guys. Mm-hmm. Say that 50 times fast today. I dare you. I double dog dare you.
But this is her fear. Now, I did not know about Neil Gorsuch because I do have a clip of his back and forth during the hearing with the Colorado Solicitor General, who, of course, is presenting the case in favor of the gay couple. And so the Solicitor General, and you remember in Colorado, this similar story with the baker, right? The baker was required to make a cake for a gay couple and all that stuff. And now that baker had to go through training to understand Colorado laws about discrimination. And so Justice Gorsuch had a back and forth. Justice Gorsuch, you guys, has a radio voice.
Does he?
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to hear it. And I was like, wow, I did not know that about Neil Gorsuch.
Mark's got the hot pots for Neil. Let's all just take a moment. Mark's having a thing. Like, you're gonna have to get a cutout of Neil Gorsuch behind you.
I just really like his voice, you guys. Oh. And so anyway, I love this back and forth because the Solicitor General is being ridiculous. Neil Gorsuch is saying, so what you're saying is you sent that guy to a re-education camp. And so you'll hear this back and forth. Listen.
You can't change their religious belief, right?
No, but well,
and you protect religious beliefs under the statute, right? That is one of the protected characteristics, yes, in theory.
And in practice. If it wasn't in practice, we had heard about it over the past several years, and my friend has pointed to no example where this has been applied.
Mr. Phillips did go through a re-education training program pursuant to Colorado law, did he not, Mr. Olson?
He went through a process that ensured he was familiar with.
It was a re-education program, right?
It was not a re-education program.
What do you call it?
It was a process to make sure he was familiar with Colorado law.
Someone might be excused for calling that a re-education.
I strongly
program.
Disagree, Justice Gorsuch.
Thank you, Mr. Olson.
Yeah, Eric Olson does not have a radio voice.
No, my God, he has so much fry.
Yeah.
Much fry.
And it's like, I kind of want to stab myself in the ears when I listen to him. I'm not going to lie, dude.
But tell me that Neil's voice was not super awesome.
Neil's was kind of buttery. I kind of wanted to curl up with the, you know.
That's what I'm saying.
I just wanted to curl up next to a fire with it. It was nice.
I mean.
It was nice, Neil. We like it.
It was very, very nice. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm trying to keep watch on time. Oh, crap. We have so many more things to get
listen,
to.
Listen, as long as I'm done by five after. So we just need to like start pummeling through. Let's start motoring. Let's do it. Come on, we can do this.
All right. You have a choice then, because I don't think we can get to all of these. We've got BB. We've got Kennedy. We've got Kanye.
Let's do BB and Kanye. Let's go.
All right, here's BB being asked about whether or not he would like to see Trump be president again and his masterful way of handling this question.
Would you like to see Donald Trump as president again?
On this one.
Would you like to see Donald Trump as president again?
Oh, God, I've had enough of my politics. I've just gone through four of our elections. You want me to get into your elections? Keep me out of it.
Would you like to see him as American president, though? Is that good for Israel in your mind?
Well, let me say that I'll deal with anyone who's elected president, those that I worked with in the past, and anyone new who comes to the plate, because the bond between Israel and America, and this is not a shibboleth, this is not just a saying, it really is a bond of peoples, and it's a civilizational bond, and it's strong. I'll deal with anyone, and I certainly will not step on that. That landmine that you just put before me, Chuck. Come on, I've been in this business long enough, and so have you. Keep trying.
Fair enough, and I appreciate you asking me to keep trying.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe he's not butter, right?
Right?
Oh, God, I just love him.
He's just so beautiful.
Buttery. So buttery.
So buttery.
Yeah.
I'm seeing some people saying no Kanye.
Okay, well then we don't have to do Kanye.
Yeah, in fact, I'll just tell you quickly that there was another interview that he just did where he's telling Jewish people that they just need to forgive Hitler. So that's the latest.
He still had the thing on his head.
Yeah.
My take on that is he has enough money where he can be medicated. There's no there's no reason. And I'm being completely serious. There's no reason that guy shouldn't be on medication at this point. There's no reason. Yeah.
Except that he just doesn't believe that he is crazy.
Yeah. He's crazy.
He's crazy.
Go on medication.
So do you want me to play Kennedy?
Play Kennedy, because I love him.
Because Senator Kennedy was stumping for Herschel Walker yesterday. And he's just so, you know how he is. You know what I mean?
Oh
like
God,
everything he
Kennedy.
Says is mm-hmm. just the best thing ever.
Right.
So I just wanted to share this little clip of him.
He's woke. High IQ stupid people, they're easy to recognize. They hate George Washington. They hate Thomas Jefferson. They hate Dr. Seuss, and they hate Mr. Potato Head. These woke, high IQ stupid people, they walk around with Ziploc bags of kale that they can eat to give them energy. Now, if you want to eat kale, that's up to you. I don't eat kale. You know why? Because kale tastes to me like I'd rather be fat.
That's so true. That is very true. I mean, seriously, you know who made kale like all popular? It was Michelle Obama. Remember?
Yes. Oh my God, I had never even heard of it before her.
I know, right? And then she was like, everybody's got to plant kale. Everybody's got to eat kale. Kale,
and
kale,
arugula.
Kale. We got to put it in the schools. Then we got to make school lunches all crappy. And then like kale. Yeah. No. No to the kale.
Just say no to the kale.
Just say
have
no.
Have a donut.
Just be fat. Just have a freaking donut.
Yeah. So I just wanted to mention, because I ate this last night and I was thinking to myself, oh, I got to remind people about how delicious these are. So my husband went and fetched salmon fillets from the grocery store. And I said, don't worry about a side, because we have the Omaha Steaks scalloped potatoes. And the little flour, the individual little flour.
This is the universal sign for flour, you guys.
That's
it's
what it is.
Just the universal symbol for Omaha steaks, the scalloped potatoes.
That's what it is, the potatoes. That's what you're having for dinner tonight.
And they come individually wrapped in like a perfect serving size for a person, right? You just throw them in the oven for a half an hour and it's just like, oh my God, they are so good and so filling. So
I want one now.
This little thing, but it's 6:15. So good.
I want one now. It's 6:15 in the morning here in Texas. I have problems. Well,
you should air fry yourself one for lunch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, or breakfast. Man. Or breakfast. It's like a hash brown. I'll have one for breakfast.
A hash brown.
Yeah.
Well, that's right. I'm just telling. These are the things that come along that you can order in a custom package that you'd put together at omahasteaks.com. And by the way, everything right now on their site, and they'll put together a whole package for you. If you don't know what to get because everything looks so freaking good, they have put together holiday packages for you that are amazing, that include those sides, that include things like the caramel apple tartlets, and then, of course, include their famous steaks, their bacon-wrapped fillets. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. 50% off everything right now at omahasteaks.com. And then when you're at checkout, you use code CHICKS. You're going to get $30 extra off. Over
the greatest. Yeah. I don't want to give it away, but I've gotten like so many people in my family Omaha Steaks for Christmas. This is what I do. Well, I mean, that's fine. They'll forgive me when they get it. It's okay. They find out. This is what I do.
Mm-hmm. It's a fantastic gift for yourself or for others.
Yeah, it is, you guys. Okay, and check out our website, chicksontheright.com. Chicksontheright.com has everything on it. Fantastic writers, lots of content, pictures of Mock in her bathing suit.
That's fake news.
I mean, I may be lying, but there's but lots of really great stuff. So go there, chicksontheright.com. Okay?
Do it. All right, it is time for some whack, and whack is actually saved in my pillow talks, so I will show it from there.
Okay, I was going to do something else for whack. I had two other whack stories today. And then this came up last night and I was like, listen, I have to show this because this is so the difference between Mock and me. Okay. The other day, my husband and I were driving down the road here in rural Texas and we saw a raccoon just strutting down the road. It was just
on
a raccoon.
Feet?
No, he wasn't on two.
Because you made it look like he was strutting. And I was like, no way. Was he up and dance? You know how they do? They stand up and they do the thing?
Yes, Mock. He was singing Staying Alive. He was doing that. He was doing that. So I remember remarking to my husband, that raccoon is rabid because it's like middle of the day. I would not go near that raccoon because it was probably, I don't know, 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon. This is the thing during the middle of the day. Like if you see a raccoon like that, they're probably rabid, which brings me to this video of this raccoon attacking this girl, like on her front doorstep. You guys may have seen this. It was on Fox last night. I think somebody on the 5 played it. I think somebody did. Dana Perino may have played it or something. Anyways, a young girl is attacked by a raccoon and her mother saves her. And I swear I am this mother. Like, I am this mother. I'm sure some of you guys.
Now, did the little girl?
It's not even a little girl. It looks like a high school, college age girl.
Oh wow!
She's
okay,
freaking
so did
out.
Did the raccoon like literally just because I don't know what
latched
how the raccoon
on.
Made contact with her is the piece of the puzzle. I don't know.
I think it just attacked her for some reason.
Like out of nowhere?
I think out of nowhere. It's not like, but for you, you would have been like, oh no.
Yeah, I would have been like, who wants a hug?
And then it would have been like Elf where it attacks your face and it would have latched on and you would have been like, oh my God. And that's what and then chaos would have ensued. That's what have.
Okay. Are you guys ready to see this? You guys ready?
They say she was a little girl, but she doesn't look little to me. Maybe she is little.
She looks pretty little.
Is she little? Okay, she is little.
Oh, yeah, that thing came out of nowhere.
I'm wrong. She's little.
Here's Mama. How does she have it?
Oh, she just picks it up by the scruff of its neck, which is exactly what you should do.
She's got it by the scruff.
And she shows it to her neighbor, which this mom is. I love this mom. It's how you. This is how you do.
And look at her.
Whoosh.
No,
oh,
way.
She didn't even.
It's a raccoon.
Get down. Everybody get down. I'm going to chuck it in the yard. That's how you do. God. I mean,
the chucking is actually really funny.
This is the thing. You cannot trust raccoons, Mock. You can't.
Well, you can't trust all of them, but that's just like people.
They're little trash animals, you know? They're just, they want to attack pandas? Your trash and you. Yeah, they're little trash pandas. Anyways, I'm sorry. Them. I thought it was like an older girl, like a high school girl. I saw it kind of from the back yesterday. But yeah, anyways, it was a little girl. I say little, probably around Gwen's age. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 10 out of 10 would still pet. I would still pet it.
Really?
I mean, because then I'd feel bad. Like, you know, you chuck it in the yard and then you'd be like, oh, man. I mean, he can't help it if he's not feeling well.
Somebody said it might not be rabbit. That was rabbit. That was a rabbit raccoon. Oh, my God. In fact, when I watched that with my daughter yesterday and I was like, I hope that little girl is not going to need shots. I feel terrible for that little girl, most of all. I feel terrible because that's a series of shots and everything. Yeah.
And they hurt. Apparently they hurt.
Yeah, they hurt.
Yeah, yeah, I heard that.
You crazy.
Now, you guys remember that gay, the regular gay? I showed a video of his last week, I think, of a regular gay who is just like sick and tired of the alphabet squad, super sick and tired of being lumped in with all the crazy.
Yeah, he was
so
funny.
He's super funny. And he's weighing in on this whole Supreme Court case. What cracks me up about that is that there was a disclaimer put on his video that says, if you can't read it, it says, participating in this activity could result in you or others getting hurt. And he's talking about the Supreme Court case. So why it has this disclaimer, I have no idea. But here he is.
I wanted to jump on here real quick. I had to pull over before I get on the 10. So there's a website designer in Colorado who's being sued because she is declining to create a website for a gay couple and their wedding. And she's being sued, and I'm really having a hard time with this because I want to know, why is it that the gay couple's rights trump the rights of the individual that owns a business? It's a private business. It's not a corporation. So she's an artist. They're wanting her to, they're commissioning her work. And if she doesn't, I mean, what happened to her religious freedom? She doesn't have to do that. They're going to force her to do that. And what kind of bully are you? That's why people don't like us. Find somebody else. Get someone else to do the damn website. What the fuck is wrong with you? What's wrong with everybody? It's ridiculous. The fuck?
I really love him.
I know. I really do too. And he's absolutely right. Like this, can you imagine that people, artists in her case, designers, right, are going to be compelled to give art?
And good art.
I mean, what and in to the world?
And to create something good, you know? Because like you're forcing somebody to do art. Do you think that you're going to get good art out of them? Like who are you? Like, what is wrong
They're
with
bullies.
You?
They're bullies. They are alphabet bullies.
Yeah, you
are
a bully. Yeah.
Yep. There is no show tomorrow, you guys. There's no show tomorrow.
There isn't a show tomorrow because I'm traveling.
But she's going to be here, not with me on Thursday, but on Friday, she'll be here with me in this room.
I'll be in the same city as Mock on Thursday. Yeah. And then on Friday, I'm going to be right there next to her in front of DeSantis. And I'll be cradling.
No, he's not here right now. He's been taken down because of Christmas.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll be cradling whatever is that furry thing is behind her.
You'll like this. This is my,
I'll be cradling
my Christmas deer.
That weird Christmas deer. I'll be cradling that in my arms on Friday. So bizarre, but I'll be doing that.
Yeah, weird. She'll be here. So, yes, but no show tomorrow. So just please make a note of it. No show tomorrow.
I'll be there, but no show tomorrow. Everybody sleep in just a little bit. And then we will see you on Thursday. I'll be in a hotel on Thursday. And then I will see everybody. We'll be together. We'll be together on Friday. We love it. We're together. Yay! We love it. And maybe we'll have an extra special longer show on Friday.
Ooh, we should. We absolutely should.
It'll be an extravaganza-thon. We'll have an extra special show. So we'll do that. Thank you for the safe travels wishes. And you guys bring it in. We'll bring it in. Yes, I'll be traveling a lot tomorrow. Because we live in the country and we have to drive to another city to get to an airport. It's a big to-do. It's always a big to-do. So thank you. And we will talk to you on Thursday, guys.
Bye.
A lot of the media just doesn't really cover some of the most important news of the day. I'm Byron York from The Byron York Show. In the latest episodes, I'm going to talk about how the results of the midterms are not really working out as expected, and the two parties are just headed into total uncharted territory. Don't forget to download and subscribe to the daily No Chit Chat podcast. I don't talk about every single issue, just the ones you need to know about most. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.